Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to take anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we share about a special little girl from the West Limestone area. Her name is Harper Anderson, and she has
been battling severe burns for several days now, and I heard about Harper in church. They made an announcement about Harper and her situation, so I reached out to Kayla that night and asked her if she wanted to share about how you could help the family, and I have Kayla on the line with me right now. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Kayla Anderson.
Thank you for having us.
What a horrible experience you've had to go through with Harper, and your family, I'm sure, right now is exhausted with all the medical teams and different issues you've had to deal with since Harper's incident.
It's been a different kind of exhaustion. We arrived last Thursday via life flight, and we have been through 5 surgeries and 1 hydrotherapy thus far. So they're keeping us pretty busy every day.
What did the medical teams have to start with when Harper came in? What type of burns did she experience?
So we were looking at 38% of her body. Well, I think they use the 9 systems is what it actually is, and it's considered 38%. But she has burns on both of her hands. She has them on both of her arms, under her arm. The burn that is on her trunk area is in the shape. It's kind of in the form of the shirt that she was wearing. The worst part is her neck, and it got her face pretty good. It got her left side worse than the right side. It also got her left eye as well.
Wow. And how is she holding up after 5 surgeries?
Honestly, she's been in really good spirits to be going through what she is. She's been a little irritable the last 2 days, but she had a major surgery last week. They're actually using all of her skin to graft from to put back. And the reason they're doing this is because she's so young. If we take from her and put it back, she will look more like her rather than using a donor skin or, you know, there's other options. There's like fish skin and there's all different types. But for the outcome that we wanted, it was best to do skin grafts from her. So last week she had 2 skin graft surgeries. One of them was where they took from her left thigh, they took from the top and the inside, and they used that skin to do both of her arms and her shoulder area. And then the next day she went back and had a 6-hour surgery, and they took from her back to cover from collarbone to hip bone.
Obviously, Kayla, this is not an education that anyone would want to have to experience firsthand, but I'm sure that the information that you've learned over the past few days, you've just been given a ton of information that you never realized was even out there, right, when it comes to burns?
Yes. When you sit back and you look at it and you think it's simple things that our children should know. I know it's things that I learned when I was a kid, but there's also, you know, additional information about burns that I never knew.
How's your family overall holding up through this experience right now? Would you say here we are on the weekend after 5 surgeries? You said you went there last Thursday. So how's everybody holding up with this experience?
So we have 4 more children at home. We have 3 boys that are 16, 13, and 12. And then I have a 7-year-old daughter as well who was standing right with Harper when it happened. Harper has started to remember what happened. She said that her sister tried to get her shirt off of her. But as far as that goes, the boys are struggling a little bit. My oldest was not there, but my 2 youngest were. And of course they seen her. And, you know, that's not a sight you ever want to see of anyone, let alone your sibling. It was a very terrifying sight. I know it took me several days before I was able to close my eyes and sleep even for just, you know, 20 to 30 minutes.
I'm so sorry that you all are going through this. And I know now with this experience with Harper that there are other families out there that you can relate to at this point and sympathize with the struggle that they've had in this situation.
Yes, absolutely. The biggest thing that as a mom that I want to say to parents right now is check your child's clothing because this should have never happened. The accident literally happened in less than 3 minutes. Her shirt just ignited. It engulfed, and that should have never happened. I know for sure that when I get home, anything that is not mainly cotton material will be thrown away in our home. We will make sure that when we check tags when we buy clothes from now on. And another big thing is teach your kids to stop, drop, and roll. you think that's something so simple. And, you know, that's something that they used to teach. And I keep going back in my head, if she would have known just to stop, drop, and roll, this could have been a lot better than what we're facing now. They got a hold of the ladder, the type of ladder it was. She got too close, and it was like kind of like a ladder that kind of like shot a flame out. And she got too close to it, and it just ignited her shirt. And make sure, when you buy lighters, that they have those safety mechanisms on. They are supposed to. There was a law passed, I think, 30-something years ago that all lighters are supposed to have kid-proof safety mechanisms on it, and that lighter did not. And there is also another law that children's shirts are supposed to be flame retardant. And, again, her clothes were not. But I think those things fall in the crack. You know, things like this happen, and then we bring this up and we bring it to light, and they're taken care of for so long. But then you go for a while without any incidents happen, and things start slipping back through the cracks. And I genuinely think that's where we were. You know, that ladder should have never been – that ladder should have had a safety mechanism on it.
This has clearly got you researching a lot of information these days, trying to educate yourself as a parent in these different situations. And I'm sure that through this, you're going to help a lot of families. And I know that right now with Harper's situation, that doesn't help Harper in her situation right now, but
right.
You can help other families by sharing your knowledge and experience and what you've gone through. So that can be a positive for other people.
Yes. If we can keep this from happening to anyone else, we're going to do our absolute best to make sure that we advocate for this to not happen to anyone, you know, not just in our community, but out here anywhere again, because this is something that no family should ever have to go through.
Your family has certain needs right now. I know that we have listeners who want to help, and I wanted you to have an opportunity to be able to share the different ways that people can help your family, Kayla.
So right now we have my Cash App and Venmo is listed, and we're using those for travel expenses and, you know, the people that are back home taking care of our kids. We're trying to help as much as we can with that. But the Cash App and Venmo are listed. We also have a GoFundMe. Some friends of ours set up a meal train. Harper has T-shirts available for purchase, and part of the proceeds of that goes back to us as well. I know there is a church visual. I can't tell you the exact dates. I could get those for you, but there's a visual going on in a couple of weeks for her as well.
Okay. I want to give out the Cash App, which is $KKAYOKAY24, and Venmo at Kayla, KAYLA -Anderson-258. And then I'm going to share, Kayla, your post where it has the meal train. It also has the GoFundMe, which is GoFundMe.com. They can search donate for Harper's surgeries and care, and that'll pull up the GoFundMe. And then T-shirts are through SouthernSportsAL.com. I believe that Harper would like to receive cards. P.O. Box has been set up for that, correct?
Yes, sir. She has her very own P.O. Box, so, and she loves cards.
Tell us what you would like people to include when they send the cards or any gifts that they send. I know there was something important as far as maybe pictures.
Yeah. Harper likes to know who is sending her things. So if you would like to attach a picture with your card or your gift, we have a big poster in her room where we post, where we put up all the pictures of things that people have sent. Harper is very adamant that when she is out of here, she is going to thank everyone that has done something for her. She's a very grateful child, so she's already thinking of what she's going to do when she gets home.
What an incredible little girl that you have, and I want to give a shout-out to Harper. Harper, I hope that you continue to recover well. I hope the medical team treats you very good, and we're looking forward to that day when you are recovered. And I'm excited that you have a P.O. Box, and I encourage people to mail those cards and gifts to P.O. Box 1233, Athens, Alabama, 35612. And Kayla Anderson, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about your family's situation and how people can help.
Thank you so much for having us.
When we come back, we'll have a guest to talk about Lynn Volunteer Fire Department in Alabama and them selling 200 Boston butts to raise funds for 13-year-old Cooper Terry and his family as he battles Ewing sarcoma. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to the Mark White Show. and I'm your host, Mark White.
Difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has eight offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
And we're back. Right now I have with me a special guest from Lynn, Alabama. His name is Cody Wakefield, and he's in charge of public relations there at Lynn, the town of Lynn, as we talk about a special fundraiser that took place in Lynn, Alabama, selling Boston Butts to raise funds for Cooper Terry and his family. Cooper is currently battling Ewing sarcoma. He's 13 years old. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Cody.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
Man, what an effort. I saw pictures from Becca Cagle, who let me know about this effort from last night when all these men and women were getting started with this Boston Butt sale.
Yes, sir. It's been a definite undertaking. Our guys have been here at the fire station for we started roughly at 4 p.m. yesterday, and they stayed all night last night, and we're still going strong currently.
Tell me how the ball got rolling on this particular fundraiser, Cody.
The ball got rolling pretty simply, Mark. It was just a meeting. We've done some of these fundraisers in the past, and we wanted to reach out and find a way that we could help, and this is the best way that we saw fit to help.
Now, are you familiar with the Terry family yourself? Are these some people that you already knew?
They are. I am familiar with the Terry family. We went to church together for a very long time, and they've been strong members of the community here for a very long time. So, I mean, this cause is very special to me as well.
It makes it personal. And so you know these people and you care and love them, and you want to see the community come together for them during this time of need.
Absolutely.
Now, this young man is just 13 years old, Mr. Cooper, and I think some people call him Coop. 13 years old, battling Ewing sarcoma, and this is something, obviously, that was a surprise to the family. You don't expect this, but you've got a 13-year-old young man who's supposed to be in school, participating in activities, having fun, enjoying life, but right now he's got a battle on his hands at 13 years old.
He does. You know, he's a very strong young man. I firmly believe that. I've known Coop since he was young, but he's a very strong young man. So we all have a lot of faith that he's going to fight and fight hard.
Just a couple of weeks ago, I was at Cajun Connection, and my friends, the Tillys, Bill and Lisa, run the Cajun Connection. And one of the guests who came to eat at the restaurant, I was telling her about the show, and that's when I first found out about Cooper Terry and the situation. And of course, I try to use my show as a vehicle to help families like the Terrys. And I sympathize with what Cooper's going through, and actually can empathize, because when I was in seventh grade, I had major surgery for a staph infection, and I was home health for 6 months, and I appreciated cards and letters from people. I appreciated the visits. That encouraged me as a young person. I know that when Cooper sees what's happening with Lynn Volunteer Fire Department and sees all the support, that can very well help him in his recovery.
Absolutely. And that's our goal. That's our goal here. Just aside from the fundraising, we want the family to see that we're rallying behind them, and we're here for anything that they need.
Was 200 Boston butts, and maybe 200 plus now, but was that a surprise to you, Cody?
Well, that was our goal. That was our goal for this fundraising, Mark. So, you know, there's a limited number of spaces that you can take up in a smoker at one time.
Right.
So our max amount was 200 that we were willing to do, or that we could do in the relative time frame that we had. And I tell you what I didn't expect. I did not expect to sell 200. I knew that was our goal. I knew that was our max. But I will tell you, the community has really rallied behind this cause. They have really stepped up, and we've got a lot of community engagement out of this, because, I mean, we have sold every butt that we have. And people are still picking them up, like I said, right now. But we have sold a full 200. And that, you know, that means a lot to us. I know it means a lot to the family.
Absolutely. And when I met Winter Bailey, who's the one who told me about Coop, she shared with me some information to be able to have my listeners support outside of maybe like the Boston Butt fundraiser. But if someone is listening outside of the area, they can support through Venmo at Brandy-Hutto-2, the number 2. That's Brandy-Hutto, Hutto, hyphen the number 2. And then at PayPal at Brandy Hutto, and then Cash App, $ Hutto BR, that's HUTTOBR. And those are three different ways that people can support outside of this. And I know that the family is a family of faith. As you mentioned, you knew them from church. So there are other things that can help as well, like prayer, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We accept all forms of help, prayer, donations, whatever it may be. I know the family really appreciates it.
Can we talk just a little bit about the Lynn Volunteer Fire Department and the men and women who make up that fire department to pull something like this together, and what they do on a day-to-day to protect the Lynn community?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, as you just mentioned, we're a 100% volunteer department. We're based out of a municipality here, but we are made up 100% of volunteers. So these men and women are taking their own time away from their homes, their beds, and their families, you know, to come out, be able to be here, be able to help this fundraiser, which we're more than happy to do. We're actually really glad that we've been able to do it. But, you know, on a day-to-day basis in serving Lynn here, we serve a very large portion of Winston County here in the southwest corner. About 85% of our calls in and of themselves are medical calls, and I mean, we stay busy for a volunteer fire department. But what I really just want to say is I can't express how proud I am of this fire department and how far it's come and where it is today. These men and women every day that I'm working with them, I get to see the true dedication that they show to this community, and it really means a lot. I don't think people really realize how much volunteer fire departments in the state of Alabama actually do, and how much they actually spend time away from home. But, you know, you spend an overnight with one of these guys on a large structure, brush fire or something like that, and you really get to see that side of the world. It's very, very special what we have going here.
Cody, how can people support Lynn Volunteer Fire Department if they would like to do that?
A donation can be made simply at City Hall here for us. We're always open to that, and it will go absolutely towards a good cause.
Cody, I appreciate your time today to talk about Cooper Terry and his family and what he's going through as a 13-year-old battling Ewing sarcoma. And I appreciate the Lynn Volunteer Fire Department and their great effort. I want to give a shout out to Becca Cagle for letting me know about this fundraiser, sending me pictures. And then also from, as I mentioned, from day one, Winter Bailey, who told me about Coop and what he was going through. Thank you all for your support. Thank you for sharing with me about Coop and how we can help. And thank you today, Cody, for joining me here on the show as Public Relations Director with the Town of Lynn. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC. Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.
These are my kind of people.